Matthew 11, 2-11. Peace to all my brothers and sisters listening in today. Imprisoned. Curved balls. Hope. 1. Imprisoned. When I read the gospel for today, I asked myself, what's wrong with this picture? On a day the church celebrates Gaudete Sunday, a word which commands us to rejoice, we hear about John the Baptist, the greatest man born of a woman, a man who dedicated his entire life to God, now in jail behind bars. Maybe he was asking himself the same question, what's wrong with this picture? Life always doesn't give us what we want. We often find ourselves in circumstances that we really can't make sense of. Situations that not only confuse us, but often cause us to question ourselves and God. 2. Curveballs. These curveballs that life throws us when we expect one thing and get another can alienate us and result in a faith crisis. John, like many of the Jews, were waiting for a Messiah that was supposed to usher in a new kingdom that would liberate the Jews from bondage and overthrow the whole Roman Empire. But that's not what happened. John is left alone, looking through his prison bars, asking, where is the Messiah and the kingdom he promised? And honestly, after 2,000 years of Christianity, we might ask ourselves the same question. Why are there still so many wars, hatred, crime, corruption, greed, sickness, disease? Or more personally, why is it that my heart can still harbor anger, jealousy, greed, or pride? The problem is, we are like John, sometimes feeling abandoned, forgotten, confused. And why? Because like John, we are imprisoned by our own limited conception of God and his kingdom. We judge things according to our own human standards. We ask, why is God allowing this tragedy or suffering? Why doesn't God act the way I want God to act? I don't get it. It only comes down to two things usually. Either we get really angry with God, we reject him, or we even choose to not believe him anymore, or we stop. We step back and we reflect on what Jesus himself says to John today. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense in me. 3, what does that mean? Hope. Jesus is saying today that in the midst of all that suffering we see and experience, God's kingdom is present. The greatest challenge to our faith is almost always suffering because we can't reconcile that with the loving God. And yet, Jesus challenges us to be patient and to trust in him and to look to the seeds of the kingdom all around us, which are signs of hope. He's asking us today to believe despite our circumstances and trust in his plan. The weed always grows with the wheat, but in the end, Jesus will sort it all out, which reminds me of a great expression that in the end, everything will be okay. And if it's not okay, it's not the end. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Always remember, heaven is our goal.